August 26. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Abraham was a prosperous and a wealthy man in the city of Ur, of the Chaldees. When God spoke to him to leave that city and go to an unknown place, straight away he obeyed. Many would have questioned him where he was going. He would have replied that he did not know. He was the only man in the whole city who believed in God. But he had to face mocking. Even though he never knew where God was leading him, he obeyed him and left the city. Because of his obedience and faith, later on, God gave him the vision of the city with foundations. He became strong in faith. Hebrews 11:8 and 9. Abraham had plenty of gold and silver, so naturally he wanted to build a house. But throughout his lifetime, God never allowed him to build a house or buy a piece of land. He had to live in tents as a pilgrim and a stranger. By strong, active, and living faith, we also are made to see the glory of the heavenly city, of which we are a part. In the same way, God had kept Sarah barren for a long time. Whatever may happen to us, it is intended to give us a strong faith. Without such a faith, we will never know the greatness of our salvation. Hebrews 11:13-16. God uses all such situations, circumstances, afflictions, and trials to draw away our eyes from the perishing things and fix them on the heavenly and eternal things. The power of resurrection becomes more real to us as we claim it according to our need. Hebrews 11:18. God told Abraham to offer his only son on the altar, to give him a strong faith. He did not doubt God. He believed that even though he slew his son, God was able to raise him up. With that faith, he bound his son and raised his knife to slay him. He knew that his wife did not have much faith. That is why, without consulting her, he went to offer his son on the altar. Genesis 22:3. He got up early in the morning, took his servants and an ass, and went away. He knew that if he had told her, she would not have allowed him to offer Isaac. She would have said, "How can we offer our only son? God will never say such a thing." That is how many times we also question ourselves. Being a man of faith, without the least doubt, Abraham got up early in the morning and took his servants and son and proved God's faithfulness. Thus, his faith became strong. By the ram caught in the thicket, God was showing him that he was also bound to him. So to enjoy our salvation fully, we need a strong, active faith. Our share in the heavenly eternal city will become real to us by faith. We can thank God for any affliction and any trial because they give us faith, like that of Abraham or David or Moses. It is a lifelong experience. We may have to go through many painful situations and experiences for that faith.